in we kind of did Dal. Let's go into the Beis Yosef and Sif Dal. So Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Dal. Actually, let's read the Torah. The Torah says Hamaki Vechad Anika. Whether you are the cutter or whether you are the kadi, Chayvin, you are going to be Chayv. Vechagon Shesayev V'Davar. And when would you be Chayv as a kadi? If you helped in the matter, you were Misayeya.
In the
Torah, yes. So Shemata Atzmo Alav L'Hakifa, that you like lean yourself over in order to be cut. Achas of a Sefer Mitzvos Avali Suri Ika, but there is still an Isser nonetheless, even if you don't help. But Afal Gavdalosei, if you don't help out. L'Fichach Asur Lios Nika Chalei Degai. Therefore, you're not allowed to go to and get your hairs cut by a Gentile. You're not allowed to get your hairs cut by a Gentile in the way that would be prohibited for a Jew to cut it. You're not allowed to have a non-Jew cut it either. Right, as we pointed out last week, there already are some issues with having your hairs cut by a non-Jew, which was discussed in about 30 siman ago, and what the Hetera Marbis Man is at. Okay, so that's Dalid. And then, hey, Hamakif HaKatan Chayim. Also, if you cut the hair of a Katan, so then you are going to be chayiv. Okay? But yisha shehok fo shekifu b'tur. But if a woman gets cut or cuts, you're then going to be pater. So these are all somewhat subject to machlokas, likely subject to machlokas. If you take a look in the Beis Yosef.
So the women are not able to.
Women are not included.
Styles?
Yes. Well, women are not included in the prohibition. That's not a Maseches Machlos. That's a Maseches. Well, it might be mentioned there, but it's really a Maseches Kedushin in the Chaf Tes, that area where it discusses Mitzvah Seisha, Asman, Grama, what women are exempt for. So women are also exempt for the prohibitions of Peos and Zaki, as well as the beard. Prohibitions don't pertain to women. So that's very interesting. It doesn't pertain to them, and therefore, what if they do it to a man? I mean, what if they're the cutter? Then it's that, are they not subject to the prohibitions at all? Or is it that they don't have payas for which it is usher to cut? Right, these are all subject to machlokas. Mentioned much of it, not all of it is actually quoted in Beis Yosef, but the more of it is quoted in the.
Women grow hair in that area of the face that's usher? I mean,
well, there is hair that grows there from.
Well, I don't know.
Sometimes.
If there's a beard. I'm not
mentioning any names. but there is sometimes hair that grows there. So if there is, if it grows there, so what is that? So that Gemara condition seems to indicate that either one or the other. Either we just don't call that payas, or women are not included in the prohibition. So if that's not payas, so fine. That's not, they don't have it, but they wouldn't be allowed to cut a man's. If they're not included in the prohibition at all, so then the implication there might be that, well, maybe they're just not bound by those rules, in which case maybe it's permissible.
They could be a cutter.
They could be a cutter of a man, yes. I think when they would call themselves stylists in that case.
That's what the Torah said.
Well, the Torah said, well, the putter. Well, they're putter, but they're... Right. So, okay, so let's see the Beis Yosef here. So, Vechad Amaki, Vechad Nikav Chayv, Vechagon Shesayeya B'davar. For example, if they assist, meaning this is talking about the Kadi. The Kadi, if he assists, he's going to be Chayv. Pashut, Perek Pashut, the Makos. Echad Amaki, Vechad Nikav Lokev, Okmaro Sheshesh, Bimisayev, Debrako, Kolomer, Dim Lokain, Im Lokain, Have Lav Shemo Maisev, Im Lokain Alav. So, Rav Sheshesh points out, yeah, that's if he played an active role. If he didn't play an active role, then we would call that a lav she'imbo maisa, prohibition in which there is no activity, in which case you can't get makos on a lav she'imbo maisa.
So paying for it is an active role.
So paying for it is not an active role. Right. But it might be usher nonetheless, as I think is pointed out here. Rechasa sefer mitzvos avali suri ika apagad delosei v'chin kasuatosus v'reshvus v'peiruka kamed demetzia, that we pointed out last week. That Tosfos in more familiar with the Tosfos in Baba Metzia, that he, that's more recent than the Dafyomi, where he makes that point. But Tosfos doesn't really give you much of a makor for it. They just say it, that you there is an isser involved, even if you don't move at all. Okay.
You don't get Malkus, but
you will get Malkus, but you're not moving. Yeah. Now, what his sources for that is questionable.
What kind of punishment do you get? If you don't get Mark.
No, not Shlishi on. You know, you don't get Shlishi on this third Aliyah, no Matthew Yona, or maybe we might make you, depending on the shul. Alright. Anyways, so if you have us, Aliyah's Nika value, right, you get to be dinner chairman. So if you have us, Aliyah's Nika value, they guys. So Pashatu, the Fima Shakasadi, Sir Ika Apagab de Lusaya. So, therefore, it's usher leos nika. Therefore, because there's a prohibition being the kadi, you can't get cut by a guy. Right? So pashadu, that's obvious. Pi mashu kasadi surika. That's what it means. There's an iser. Apagav de losay. Even though you didn't help out, so you're not allowed to be cut. Mechain kasu sagar vein yiruchem. Mechain kasu atoysus reish mitzvah shvuas. The apagav de makif lav bar chiyuva. Even if the makif is not a bar chiyuva, is not included in the prohibition, usher, it's still going to be usher. Mechain kasu uke yosef. So if makus latukim yosem shayim matirim hechad the makif lav bar chiyuva. To exclude those, I mean, there are those that do hold that if the cutter is not included in the prohibition, it would be okay. But the Mugiyah is saying that no, we pass in the makif, even if the makif is not a bar chiyuv, even if they are not including the prohibition, meaning they're not Jewish perhaps, so then they would not be chayiv, you would still be chayiv. It's still prohibited to be the kadi under those circumstances. Okay. We'll hold off on women. First, the hay has to do with a katan. Okay, hamakif hakatan chayiv. One who cuts a katan is going to be chayiv. That's a machlokas amorayim. In the beginning, in the Masechtas Nazir, upasa kamad mechayve, and we passing like those that are, let's say, your chayiv. Lachim pasuk arif beharash besof makos. Beharambam, however, besof pelchus v'vazara, v'chasv nuke yosef besof makos yish mistapkin. That there are those that are. That are unsure, right? In Yisrael, muzar lahakif l'gai l'das rav huna dumi dekatan. Okay, what is this talking about? That if a Yisrael is prohibited to cut a non-Jew's hair, according to rav huna, is that person considered like a katan? So what just happened there, right? So rav huna seems that he permitted, there is a Gemara that in the Sefer Nazir that has a machlokas about cutting about a male cutting a child's hair, and Rav Huna paskin that it was usher. Okay, so is that the same thing? Maybe it's just as he says usher to cut a child's hair, it's also usher to cut a guy's hair. I mean, you're still cutting payas of a male, so maybe it should be problematic. By Rush, kasu the usher, Rav Huna l'ish l'hakif katan shayni hasam. But the Rush says no, that Rav Huna prohibited a man to cut a child's hair. That's different mishum the usher chal chiyuv, because that child will one day become chayiv. Aval gai mutter, but the non-Jew would be permitted la kifo to give him that haircut to lafiza who adin lahakif isha deshari. So too, it would therefore be permitted to cut a woman's hair. That would be okay. Okay, so to cut a woman's hair, assuming that she is letting you, right? So says that's okay. A woman is more compared to a non-Jew than the woman is compared to a katan. That's what he's essentially saying here.
She's not
going to be included in the prohibition. The non-Jew also is not going to be included in the prohibition. The child one day will be included in the prohibition, so therefore it is prohibited to cut a child's hair. At least that's what he that's what he says here. So therefore it would be prohibited to cut a child's hair, but it would be okay to cut a woman's hair. Now the Notice that Darki Mokshir also includes a dispensation here, that a guy is permitted to cut a katan's hair. Does that sound like? It sounds like you could bring your child to a non-Jewish barber and tell him to do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about Hilchos Peis. So is that what that Ramah means? So hold on to that. That's going to be mentioned in the Ramah himself, and the Pisgi Tshuva is going to not be so happy with that. But keep that in mind, and we'll just stay in the Beis Yosef, though, and do the last one. V'isha shehukfa o sheikifa petura. The woman who cuts or is cut, so she's pater. So came pasku arif, arash, so maklus, me desam parakam, the kedushin, based on what it says in the first parak of kedushin, test and kedushin, still the first parak. I think that might be the longest parak in Shas, the first parak of kedushin. So the nashu petiri mi mitzvos lo takif. The women are exempt from that mitzvah. Mashma lehu the leisim mitzvah hakafa. It sounds like she's not included in the mitzvah at all, right? Klal lo shelo the mitzvah hakafa klal lo, not at all. Shelo lahakif shelo shelo lios nikefes. That she neither that she can't be the cutter nor would nor is there a problem with her being the kari. There's no iser at all. Sharei pasku stam the halacha karafuna, the sharia parak shein nizir. Because we see the paskin like Rafuna in the second parak of Nazir, lahakif isha lakatan, who allowed a woman to cut her child's hair. What is that talking about? So the Gemara there said, has a question about, asks Rafuna, so no, Rafuna, are you allowed to have a, do you have to be makbid with regards to Peyas Arosh, with regards to a katan? So Rafuna says, of course. So then the person turns to Rafuna and says, okay, well, who gave your children that haircut? Right? Because they clearly don't seem to be makbid on this din. To which Rafuna said, oh, my wife did it. Okay. So it sounds, so what he's seen sounds like he's saying that a woman is forbidden. Now the Gemara continues though, and says, the Amora that was asking this question says, what? Your wife did it? What, you want to get your children killed? Meaning that sounds like, implying that it sounds like it's problematic. And then the Gemara concludes by saying that none of his children live to a certain age. So the kids never, they never grew up. Meaning many of his children passed away. Not necessarily as a result of that curse, but as a, just a result
well,
of
that's, the
curse.
That's the implication.
That's the, well, not necessarily the curse. It could just be this. I mean, that Morah that says you want your children to be killed, he's not necessarily cursing them. He's pointing out that there is already a problem that is out there in the world. It's not necessarily, he's not imposing it on it. He's just pointing out that it exists. Okay, so how does one pass in that Gemara? So it's, how are you? What?
What's the problem? The problem? I don't want to say they don't have pace.
You? I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure if it makes a difference. All right, but how do you pass in that Gemara? Rafuna thinks it's okay. We generally would pass in like Rafuna, but it seems like Shemayim is kind of implying that it's not really a good idea to do. So he permitted
it. Going to pay for this.
That's what the Gemara seems to say, yeah. The Hechaz are being besamuk, v'shem seif ar mitzvah, shemuteres lahakif l'ish, kolomar shehi eina mitzuva, shelo lahakif l'ish. Right? That a woman is permitted to cut a male's hair, but she's not including the prohibition. Aval ha'ish I bar chiyuvahu, pshita she'asir lo. But if the man, if he's a bar chiyuv, so obviously he's asir. La'niach lahakif rosh, to allow his hair to be cut, da'afal pish eina mitzvah, even if he's not mitzvah, it's still going to be asir, kemoshen yisbar besamuch, as we'll explain a little later on. Okay, aval ha'rambam writes, even though a woman is permitted to cut her own hair, she's not allowed to cut a man's hair. If you cut an asir, even a child, she's prohibited to cut. But time mishum that reimpair action was based on the Gemara in Nazir, right? The Amr layer of Adabra Amr said to Rafuna, but nechav man makiv, who cut your children's hair? Chovat tikbrenu levaneha, right? They're going to be buried, right? Kol yimei the Rav Adabra Ava lo ikayim zara leRafuna. The Gemara comments: all the days of Adabra Ava, none of Rafuna's children survived. So it became the Chazin Dianish Rafuna, we see that Rafuna was punished. We see the Lacha is not like him. The Yemis the Lacha Hachi Amai Yanish, because if the Lacha would be passing like him, why would he be punished? Vachin Das Arayvit, Vachasin the Yisuruhu Ne'ika, Aval Eina Loka, Afilu Al Hagadul Upashaka, right? But a woman is not going to be Loka on this, and that's obvious. So a woman is prohibited to cut the man, what comes down from here is a woman is prohibited to cut the man's hair, so that she's prohibited to cut the child's hair, but there's no Chiv Makus on her. So what is the nature of that? You still have to work out exactly what is the nature of that prohibition. So perhaps there's a suggestion on the page of Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Avadim, Tumtum Atrogenes. Okay, so in terms of Makom cutting, maybe we'll save that after. Let's go through Shulchan Aruch on these in Yanim, and then, assuming we have time, which is a lot of time, we'll get into the spots on the head where this is applicable. So if we go to in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. So we go to Sif Dalid, right? Gam Hanikav Chayiv Im Sayyev Adavar. The Nikav is going to be Chayiv if they helped out. Shemita Asmo Alav Lakifu. They bend their head over. Aval Yisuri Ika. But there is Aval Yisuri Ika Afal Pishalosei. Even if they're not helping out, there's still going to be an Isser just to be there. Lefichach Asul Yos Nikav Hafilai Dei Ovidukham. Therefore, you can't be the Nikav under any circumstances, even by a non-Jew. Fine. Hey, hamakif es hakatan chayif. Now, one who cuts the hair of a katan is going to be chayif, right? Comes the Rama, avam mutter lahakif es ovikul chavim oasi isha. You're permitted to cut a non-Jew's hair or a woman's hair. Okay, right? So far we're good. That's Rav Huna's Shita. V'yesh mistapkin b'davar. There's some that are unclear about that. That Beis Yosef quotes the Yesh Omrim. Beis Yosef didn't exactly quote that Yesh Omrim. It only said yesh mistapkin on this and then paskin that it's okay. But if you look in the source the Beis Yosef was quoting, there is a machlokas about that. I believe that is the Ra'ah. If you look in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef himself, the Ra'ah is the one who says that it's Aser. Okay, not the Ra'ah. I'm sorry. The Ramah. The Reish Mem Hei. The Ramah is the one who says it's Aser. Okay? But the Katan Mutter Lios Nikaf Mina Ovik Kuchatan. But then he concludes by saying, but a child could have their hair cut by an Ovik Kuchatan. Right? So that was the last part of that equation. Right? So the child could have their hair cut by the non-Jew. That's that dark emotion that was at the bottom of the page. So if you look at Piskei Tshuva Beis, so he scratches his head, well, not himself, he quotes the Tshuva Beis Ephraim, who says, hold on a second, what does this mean, that a child is getting their hair cut by a non-Jew? What exactly is the scenario here? Right? V'derech agav shetema al ramah. He says, we have to ask this question on the Ramah, is on this. What's going on here? You see where we are? Piskei Tshuva Beis?
On the Beis.
Yeah. What are we saying here? Are we saying that the kid can go to a non-Jew and get his hair cut?
In Beis, right?
In Beis, yes. That he can go and here's 10 bucks, 15, 20, depending on what barber you go to, and the child could just get his own haircut. Shiyakifoso below das hagadol, and he's getting his haircut, and you know his mother doesn't go with him, and he comes home, and he's got a mohawk. Right? So is that what we're saying is okay? So my rabusa, what are we learning from that? The hakat and ochel nevelosu v'talya medina hamuveres baruchaim simishimim gimel. That child has a status of a child that's being ochel nevelos. Right? He's doing something wrong. Okay. So what happens there? Right? There's no dinim on the child. The only dinim with regards to that halacha is what an adult is responsible to do when they see a child doing that. What's the responsibility on the parent? What's the responsibility on Beis Din? And what's the responsibility on a bystander? That's the machlokas. But the child isn't being bound by halachos. So what's all of a sudden being taught in this halacha here? V'im Ratzal Lomar she Yisrael Mutter Lomar Lovi Kacham Shiakif La'Katan. And if you're going to tell me, well, it's a din is that Yisrael is permitted to tell a non-Jew to cut the child, the hair of the child. I mean, you could, the mother could go with I don't leave the mother out of it. The father takes the child to the barber, and the father gives those instructions. He says, "Eino, the kivin the makif es hakatan chayiv im kein yish less or amir lovi kachavim. If it's prohibited for the katan to get their haircut in that way, so then we should prohibit the telling the non-Jew to do it, else the din of Amir La'akum, right? It should be prohibited to tell the non-Jew to do this. I'm not sure what that was referring to. So the truth is, based on Ephraim leaves this Ramah in Tzarech Yin Gadol. Now, how could it possibly be that what is the Ramah permitting here by saying you could go to a non-Jew, that you could bring the child to a non-Jew and have the non-Jew cut the hair? So I've two approaches. One possible approach might be that, well, depends how the Ramah is paskening in terms of the halacha of a woman cutting it, right? Can a woman cut her child's hair in an inappropriate way? So the Ramah didn't comment on that here. Right, yeah, that itself was a machlokes. That's machlokes Rambam and the other Rishonim. And the Ramah didn't. The Ramah doesn't have that din here. That a child being cut by a woman. That's A. Yeah. Oh no, I'm sorry. He did. Makiv is a katan chayev. Aval mutter lahakiv is ovikul chavim. No, I'm sorry. No, but that's.
Oh, you. Can
that's do cutting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Makiv is a katan chayev. Aval mutter lahakiv is ovikul chavim. Right, that's talking about a male cutting the hair of a non-Jew, right? So he doesn't actually passing that in. The other halacha, the other questionable thing is that this Beis Ephraim is making an assumption that Amir la'akum by Shar Isurim is Aser. Now that is a subject to dispute in the Gemara itself. That's actually a Gemara in also Bava Metzia. Came through in Daf Yomi somewhat recently, where it raises the issue, can you have a non-Jew muzzle an animal? Would that be okay, or would that be a violation of Amir la'akum? So the Gemara Gemara actually, so Gemara there says, well, we know Amir al-Akam is usher in Hilchos Shabbos, you can't have a non-Jew turn on the lights on Shabbos. But the Gemara says, yeah, but maybe that's only because that's a chiyuv of karis, that the Shabbos is a stringent din, but maybe it doesn't apply to other Isurim. And the Gemara doesn't actually conclude on that Gemara. The Gemara leaves it, the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara leaves it as a question. It asks the question each way, leaves it, you know, it resolves that shayla, and then moves on. Another error actually resolves it by passing one way or another. So how do you then pass it on that? That's a bite, what you call a bite de lo ifrita. That's a kasha of the Gemara that was never answered. So how do we pass it in there? So the Arvi showed him that say, the Rush quotes us the name of the Ravid. Well, when you have a question in the Gemara, then the Gemara never answers. So we call that a suffix. And how do we paskin a suffix? So we have rules, right? So we paskin suffix derabanan, suffix derais l'chumra, suffix derabanan l'kula. So that's the Ravid. At worst, this is only a din derabanan. So if we have a, if we're left with a suffix on how to paskin, we can paskin suffix derabanan l'kula. Right?
Why is that at the Rabban? Because the cutting of the
paper. No, anytime you're talking about, anytime you're telling a non-Jew to do something for you, it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So the starting point is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So if we're not even sure that it's Usser in the first place when it's not Hilchos Shabbos or not a Chi of Karis, so if we make a case, such as this mother. Now,
but having your payas cut, is that Isser D'Raisa?
But it is a child. This is his kasha, this base Ephraim. His question is, how could the Ramah allow a child to get his haircut by a non-Jew? So one could make the case that, well, it's a mural akum by Shari Surim, according to some Rishonim's mother. Now, how does the Ramah hold on that? I don't think the Ramah holds its mother. I looked it up in the Encyclopedia Talmudis to see what the bottom line is on that. He didn't quote anything in Shulchan Aruch one way or the other. But this question actually comes up with regards to, very Lemaisa, with regards to neutering animals. Those with pets have this issue, because you're not allowed to cause serious damage. So can you ask a non-Jew to do it on your behalf? So if that's Amir L'Akum, so maybe that's a problem also. So you have to do Amir L'Amira, but is Amir L'Amira? If I tell a non-Jew to tell a non-Jew to do something else, right? Is that okay? Or is that like I'm just telling the non-Jew? Right, so that question, that gets into that question. So I remember looking into this for somebody. I don't recall that idea coming up, that Amir L'Akum is Mutter Meshari Surim. I don't remember the Ramah passing it that way. So not sure if that's an answer, but anyways, that's a kasha that the Beis Ephraim has in the Ramah. The Ran quotes both sides. First of all, it's not the Ran. It's if you look in the back of Makos where it says Ran, so it says at the top Ran in parentheses and Nimuka Yosef in brackets. Mm-hmm. It's actually the Nimuka Yosef. That's probably the printings they had as the Ran. But anyways, he quotes both sides, so he might be quoting there. But on all of these issues, the Nimuka Yosef just quotes that the state doesn't. I don't think he actually passes. Okay, so that's hey, yeah. Vav is isha einu mitzvah kaf. A woman is not included in the mitzvah. Yishur v'shafa pishim v'teres l'hakiv peyarosha. Even though she could cut her own hair, asur l'hakiv peyarosha. Ish is not cutting man's hair. V'afilu hukatan. Even if the person say katan, right? So that is that machlokas about Rafuna versus Rav Adar Bar Ava, right? And how does he paskin? Usually, if it's what we call a stam v'yesh, he's usually paskin like the stam. Right, I went to look it up one more time today. I'm pretty sure it sounds like here he's really passing that it's mutter, but he's sure that it's aser. So I'm not sure what to do with that. I guess I'm not sure. Right, I mean, Lemaisa, we don't have women giving their children hair mohawks, right? That's generally not the that's not the minhag. So okay.
Even non-Jews.
Right. Okay, so that's... So all of that is... One issue I wanted to point out is there is a Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Sif Vav. All right, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger comments, Asur lahakif peyas rosh ha'ish.
So where
are we? On the woman. So there, you should have an entry for Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Kiddushay Rabbi Akiva Eiger, yeah. Sivvav. So he said, Asur lahakif peyas rosh ha'ish. What would be the isser of cutting off a man's hair? So we had this problem. Like, well, what exactly is the problem? We're saying she's not going to be chayiv makos, but yet it's certainly an isser d'oraisa. It seems to be the implication, or the possibility of the implication at the end of the Beis Yosef. So how do you understand that? Why not? What is she then in violation of? So the Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, Lafiyani is daisy, the zeu l'cha'or l'chuli alma ye aser mishum l'thne'iver. That she has violated the Lithne'iver. That she has made the possibility of the man getting that haircut, the Machsheles Lahashanikev. That she's causing a michshel, she's causing a stumble to the one whose hair she's cutting. Right? Vahaf Eicha the I guess have a mutz that he could have. What's Have of Men? Do you have that written down? Have a mutzi legaleach ba'asim. Even though he could have cut his own hair, mikol makom havi iser d'rabbanan. I'm sorry, that doesn't work. I'm not sure what that is. Right, va'at heicha de something legaleach ba'atzmo. Even though he could have cut it himself, mikol makom havi iser d'rabbanan. Even though he could have cut it himself, havi iser d'rabbanan. Right. Even though he could have cut it himself, and therefore it's not a iser of lifnei iver on a level of d'oraisa. Right, because he could have in theory cut it. Right? Whenever we talk about lifnei iver, it's only an iser d'oraisa if the other person could only violate the prohibition with your assistance. Right, what the Gemara describes as tre avri denara. The only way the nazir can get the wine is if the guy on the other side of the river throws it to you across the river. Right, so even though he could cut it himself, so therefore she's not going to be chayiv on lifnei iver d'oraisa, still it's an iser d'rabbanan, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch was referring to. V'ulai lishomer d'vazet leika iser midin mitzvah. And I wouldn't say that there's an iser of what we call misayeya, right? That there's a mitzvah to keep him away. That's another derabanan idea. Because the adaraba, the meshehi megaleach, so the fact that she's cutting his hair, mafrisha so, the im lo haisa megaleach, so she's keeping him away from prohibitions. Because if she wouldn't cut it for him, hay megaleach ba'atzmo, he'd cut it himself by over beveiz lafin, he'd be chayiv for two lafin, one for each side of his, right? The nikaf umakif, both as being the nikaf as well as the makif. From the fact that she's the one cutting his hair, so at least she's helping him out, and that he's not violating the makif prohibition, he's only violating the nikaf prohibition. But still, right, so she's going to be chayiv on lifnei iver, because she's getting him to violate the prohibition of being the hair cuddy, but she's not going to be in violation of Misayeh, because in a way she's helping him out, in that she's limiting his prohibitions from two rather to one. Okay, that's Rabbi Kieger's way of resolving that issue. All right, let's go back to the Beis Yosef discussion of the area of the face. Now, the area of the face is a complicated one. We mentioned already in Sif Aleph there was a comment about it where he says Peis Harosh Heim Shtayim Sof Harosh Hu Makom Chiburo Lelechim Yamin Misvol. The connection of the, it feels like the jawbone to the skull, the connection of the bones, someplace around the cheekbone, someplace around here, that seems to be where the prohibition is. So let's try to see if there's a way of getting a little bit more detail, but as you look around a little bit, there's a much more Torah Shabbat Peh on this than Torah Shabbat Chsav.
Okay, where are you?
So I'm back in the Beis Yosef, Sif Tes. Okay? So, Kasav HaRambam. So Kasav HaRambam. Ha'isha Afal Pisha Hi Petura Asura Lahakif. What am I doing here? Tess, he says, Chasaram, Shira Peya Lo Nasnu Chachamim Shir Vishamanu Mziknenu She'im Anichim Pachas Midal Tzaros. That there's no actual shear of what is prohibited here. And I heard, Ram says, I have a Mesorah that you can't leave less than four hairs. That's what it seems to say. So, what do you mean four hairs? So that immediately is changed to probably be 40. It's not four, it's 40. But 40 is also it's not so many. If you take all the hairs of this part of the hair, right, you're going to get, hopefully.
As if you need less get more than 40 or over.
But that's what it sounds okay. Like. So it sounds like what he's saying is you need to have 40 hairs there, right?
At least.
Right? So Hilchas Avodah Zarah, what?
At least.
At, well, you need to have at least 40 hairs.
Not,
But what does that then perhaps imply? That maybe implies that I don't have to have, if I have, once I have my 40, so then I can do whatever I want with the rest of the hair. Right? So Besof Hilchas Avodah Zarah V'yish Nuschal Shekasa Behem She'in Manichin Pachos Mi Arbayim Zarah. So there are Nuschals, there are Girsas that Hashem can be less than 40. Okay. So V'chasav Asmag Al Diver Ram. So the Smag asks, wait a second. She'ish Li Yishyashi B'davar Mishum D'tanya B'tosefta Makos. I have a problem because there's a Tosefta in Makos. Yish Tolish Shtei Saros. That if a person pulls, rips out two hairs, V'chayiv. And they're chayiv, mishum nazir, and it's like by a nazir, mishum makif, as a nazir and b as a makif. V'chein kasin nimuke yosi v'sof makos b'shem avya ezri nira da al kol peya mechayiv b'shtei saros k'detanya b'tosefta akan. Now, what does it sound like you violate the prohibition? Not when you go below the 40 threshold, but when you cut two hairs, you're already violating the prohibition. So what is it? So v'ini yudaya. So the basis says, I don't really know what's bothering the bahag. So v'ini yudaya mahukshulis. I don't. Sorry, the smag. I don't know what's bothering the smag. Al divei Rambam me'atu sefta. The Rambam ayri b'shir hanachas apeya. The Rambam is telling you how much you need to leave. Kama saros chayv laniach. How much hair you need to have. U'atu sefta ayri b'tolish saros me'apeya. Kama saros yidlosh v'chayv. And the tosefta is saying, how many will you then pull out once you have that number? And you're going to be chayv. The kama the b'tolisha shtei saros chayv v'ein ze. Doesn't have to do with the Rambam, right? The one is talking about what's the minimum you need to have, and then the other one is talking about, well, when you go below the minimum, how are you going to be chai for pulling them out?
So the Beis Yosef is out two when you were well above 40.
So that's the way the Beis Yosef.
That's
the claim of the Beis Yosef. That's the claim of the Beis Yosef. So you see at the end there's a gimel in parentheses. So he sends you to the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says what? He says Vani Tema Al Dvarav. He says I don't understand what the Beis Yosef means, right? Ki hol the Amrat Tosefta in Tolish Beis Saros Chayiv. Tosefta was saying if you pull off two hairs, you're going to be Chayiv. Afakap Bistam Peahim Saros Harvei. Right? What's a Peah? Peah is a lot of hairs, more than that. Umaniach Yosef Mital. If you Haki Chayiv, and the implication of Tosefta is not if you take out two below the threshold, if you take out two, right? No matter how many you have. Uldivrei Rambam Kishamaniach Dal Saros Pater. And when the Rambam says that when you leave 40 or four, but right 40, you're going to be Pater. Right? If that's the case, then why doesn't he feel compelled to need to answer for the Rambam? Right? Because the Tosefta is a problem for him. Right? So what does the Beis Yosef mean that he doesn't understand what was bothering the smag? I don't understand what wasn't bothering the Beis Yosef that he wasn't bothered by the smag. The Efshar, so he says, oh, well, maybe what he understood was maybe he understood Tosefta as being that he only had